This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast Studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Thursday, August 22nd to you. I am Jared Anderson, and just like the intro says, this is the County 10 Podcast. We're in the Porter's 10Cast Studios, Porter Supply Company in Riverton, giving us this awesome space in the county10.com offices here in the Rendezvous City. Today on the show, we're going to head over via telephone to Lander and chat with Mike Dickin. Mike is the event organizer for the Jurassic Classic Mountain Bike Festival, which begins today and continues through Sunday. Going to be a couple hundred cycling enthusiasts coming to Lander, and we'll get the background on this event, some of the fun things you can attend this weekend, even if you're not a cyclist or even if you're not registered. There's a few things you can get involved with over there. Plus, it's another one of these cool things that Lander does through the summer that really drive the town economically. We talk a lot about Lander being a mountain climbing town. The cycling scene is bursting right now in Lander. So Mike Dickin's going to be a fun guest. You may know him from his work at Gannett Peak Sports. You may know him as a cycling champion. He just won a big cycling race in Arkansas and competes across the country. He's vital to the cycling scene in Lander, so be fun to chat with Mike here in just a couple of minutes. First, though, as always, County 10 Podcast made possible by Rendezvous Dental in Riverton, 312 North 8th West. If you're looking for a great dentist office for the entire family right now, get those teeth shined up for back to school. Rendezvous Dental is the spot. They will see your entire family. They are really good with kids, and they are accepting new patients now. 312 North 8th West. Doctors Sackett and Crane bring the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology to you. They've got a great Instagram and Facebook page. Follow them for more details and to get some insight as to their office at Rendezvous Dental. County 10 Podcast also made possible by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. Today through Saturday, so 22nd, 23rd, 24th of August, they've got a onesie twosie sale happening at Bells and Bows. If you have no idea what that means, I had to ask too. It means if there's only one or two items of a collection in the store, pieces are going to be 25% off. So go check out their merchandise right now. They've got all kinds of cool stuff, and it comes and goes all the time at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. Perfect spot to back to school shop there at 258 Main Street in Lander. You can follow Bells and Bows on Facebook as well. Mike Dickin talks Jurassic Classic and all things Lander mountain biking in just a couple of seconds. But first, I want to let you know that Dead and Gone in Wyoming's second episode is out early next week. Here's a sneak peek at the new episode.
Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Fuller, and I'm the host of the new podcast on the 10Cast Network, Dead and Gone in Wyoming. Every month, we tell the stories of mysterious murders and disappearances from across this remarkable state's history. Coming up this month on Episode 2 of Dead and Gone in Wyoming, it's a real-life catch-me-if-you-can as a Lander murder suspect leads police on a nationwide manhunt. And the story of Wyoming justice delayed, but not denied. A cautionary tale for anyone who thinks they may have committed the perfect murder. Subscribe to Dead and Gone in Wyoming for free on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, or listen through county10.com.
If you don't mind giving 10Cast a like on Facebook and Twitter, we'd sincerely appreciate that. We will give you all kinds of updates on new shows coming up here, including more on Dead and Gone in Wyoming, the County 10 Podcast, and a brand new show which debuts on Monday. I'm excited about the Jurassic Classic Mountain Bike Festival. Kicks off today, continues through Sunday, and Lander event organizer Mike Dickin is with us on the phone in the Porter's 10Cast studio. Mike, appreciate you taking some time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Pretty darn excited for this coming weekend.
How busy is right now for you?
Yeah. It's pretty busy. But a lot of the work is last week and the weeks leading up to it. I've gotten to the point now where I think all the ducks are in a row and just kind of here comes the festival and it all kind of flows out from here.
Yeah. What's your background like? How'd you get involved in Lander cycling, and where are you from originally?
Sure. So I moved to Lander 10 years ago. I moved here from Arkansas, where I grew up. There was fantastic mountain biking there, and it's one of the big hubs now. But I originally moved to Lander for rock climbing. And then 10 years ago, there wasn't really very good mountain biking in Lander or, you know, Fremont County at all. There was a little bit going on at Giant Behind the Rocks. And so, yeah, I kind of fell in. Started working at Gannett Peak Sports, and then we would start going to cycling club meetings and just starting to build trail. And so in the past 10 years, there's been a lot of trail development from the Lander Cycling Club. And I was just a part of that, going out there, you know, swinging a pickaxe with everybody else. And after more time, I just decided to be more active and be an organizer of one of the events.
Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate you doing that. You actually, there's a County 10 article about you winning the Arkansas High Country race. Are you competing in any other races this year, or was that kind of a one-time deal?
That's not a one-time deal. It was the big race for this year. I've got some more on the docket for next year. Those races are pretty wild. They're a heck of a time and money commitment. And it totally kind of destroys your body. The format is you take a spot tracker with you. You can't have any support, and the clock starts on the designated time on a designated day, and everybody takes off, and the first one to the finish line 1,000 miles or so later, whatever the course is, wins. So you can sleep as little or as much as you want, but like I said, you can't have anybody come out and meet you. And so, yeah, after that, that was an awesome race. I had a really, really good time. I've done a couple like it before. I've done the Tour Divide. That one goes from Banff, Alberta to the border of Mexico, New Mexico. And I've also done the Arizona Trail Race. But the Arkansas was really cool. It all kind of came together, all my experience doing that. Yeah. No more big races for 2019. I think 2020 I might have something kind of doing now.
All right, fair enough. We'll look forward to that. What is the Jurassic Classic for folks that don't know, and how long has it been going on?
So the Jurassic Classic is a big mountain bike festival, and it's just more or less a celebration of mountain biking in Lander in Fremont County, having fun with friends. It's kind of modeled after the Climbers Festival. They've had great success with just kind of all coming together, being a community, having fun rock climbing. And so we saw that they had such fun and great success with that. We're like, hey, we can do that. And another thing is it's a little bit of advocacy as well, you know, where we, all these people who've been building trail, kind of can showcase what we've done, you know? And so that's a big part of the Jurassic Classic. It started in 2012. We had a mountain bike race back then. And then after a couple of years, it was kind of waning on enthusiasm. And so we decided, you know what? Hey, maybe a race isn't what Landerites or Fremont County people want. Maybe we just have a big party. And so we tried that. And the first festival format was 3 years ago. And it went off way better than any of us expected. So this is, now we're 3 years into the festival format. There's no race. It's just having a good time riding bikes together.
Nice. About how many attendees do you think you'll have this year? And are they primarily from the region, or do they come from all over?
I'd say it's about 50-50. We have, you know, all the locals really like coming because, you know, it's kind of a family reunion of sorts. But then a lot of people want an excuse to kind of see the Lander trails. So we get a lot of people from Wyoming. We get all sorts of people coming from Rock Springs, from Jackson and Casper, Dubois, the surrounding areas. But we also have a decent amount come from surrounding states, Montana and Colorado and Utah. But I'd say the bulk of it is locals, just having a really good time riding together.
That's awesome. What kind of an economic impact has the cycling community created there? We talk a lot about the rock climbing community there, but do you notice more cyclists in Lander? And what does this weekend mean for Lander businesses and for Gannett Peak Sports?
It we can see big economic impact now. 3 or 4 years ago, mountain biking in Lander was always kind of just a back thought, you know. It was just like, oh, right, there's a couple of crazy people who like to ride on trails. And then fast forward to today, we constantly see people driving into town with bikes on the back of their cars. People who are coming to rock climb, they also bring their bikes with them. The economic impact, we had the Upper Brewers Trail, which is our newest addition to Lander Mountain Biking. That happened last summer. It was finished last summer. And that has been a huge boost to outdoor recreation in Fremont County altogether. There'll be people up there mountain biking, but people up there taking, just going for a hike, or they can access that trail via paddleboard. It just really opens up a lot. And we can, and that was from the hard work of the Lander Cycling Club. The Jurassic Classic more or less was, saw that it created a bunch of momentum is what it did. We knew that we had a lot of people here, but it was like, how do we bring it all together? And so we had this kind of big celebration weekend, and that created a lot of momentum to push things forward. And the Upper Brewers came out of that, and a lot of excitement came out of it. And it also just general marketing for mountain biking in this area altogether.
Yeah. Where can we get more info? I know there's a website and some other things, and is there anything else we need to know?
Yep. So you can buy tickets if you want to come. You can get that at JurassicClassicFest.com. The schedule is on there. What's going on? We're having a film festival on Friday night. Everybody's welcome to come to that. That's at the Lander Bake Shop. Then we're going to be going to Bruce's Parking Saturday. We have shuttles going on, so you can pick up a sweet demo bike from either Rocky Mountain Bicycles or Specialized Bicycles. And we have shuttles going from the bottom of the switchbacks to the top, so you can ride the trails back down. And then we have a big, fun, kind of bring-it-all-together party at Lander City Park on Saturday at 4:30 until about 8:30. That's where we just kind of let loose, have fun. We have a bunch of silly games, silly bike games and things like that. Like, how far can you throw a Huffy and stuff like that. Yeah, so it's a good time. That's open to the public. Anybody, you don't have to have a ticket to come to that. So if you want to just see and have a good time hanging out and kind of see a new community, I encourage you to do that. It's really cool. But like I said, everything is on JurassicClassicFest.com, and you can kind of find out more there.
Awesome. Anything new with Gannett Peak Sports?
Gannett Peak, we had a really awesome upgrade this summer. We moved 2 doors down to the other side of the Middle Fork Cafe, where Shirts and More used to be. So we've had a really busy summer kind of renovating that, but it's a gorgeous space. We're really excited. And, it's really pretty. We're excited about it.
How do you work next to Middle Fork and not be in there all the time?
Oh man, I am in there way too much.
Okay, fair enough.
and mainly because of all the smells of them cooking bacon in the morning and things like that. Oh
yeah.
Man,
yeah,
yeah, they got some darn good food.
That would drive me nuts to work there, I think.
Yeah, we've had one too many steak sandwiches. We gotta go mountain biking more often.
All right, fair enough. Mike, good luck with everything this weekend. Thanks for taking a few minutes today, and looking forward to getting over there this weekend.
Sounds good, Jared. I really appreciate it.
If you are into cycling at all or just want to go check out some fun this weekend, JurassicClassicFest.com has the schedule. We'll make sure all the details are also posted to county10.com to make it easy to find all of the details. That is turning into a really big fun event here, one of many Lander has throughout the summer. Some of the other events, if you are listening to this on Thursday the 22nd, the Du Bois Farmers Market is coming up tonight at Nostalgia Bistro from 4 to 6 o'clock. Tomorrow, Friday, Du Bois Friday Night Rodeo back at the Clarence Allison Memorial Arena. Pee Wee Rodeo, Bull and Bronc Riding, Team Roping, Barrel Racing, and more. Coming up on Saturday, Lander Valley Farmers Market returns starting at 9 a.m. That's 9 to 11:30 at Lander City Park. Also, want to let you know that there's stand-up comedy in Lander on Saturday with Cheyenne-based comedian Brant Tobler. If you missed Tobler on the County 10 podcast, he was our guest on Monday. Go back and check that out if you want to get a sample of his comedy and some more details on him. But he'll be at the Forge Bar and Grill Saturday night. I want to say 7:30 is that showtime. Make sure to confirm that with the Forge before you go. There's a couple of local openers, and I know some specials as far as drinks and dinners. So that should be a good time with Brant doing some stand-up comedy on Saturday the 24th at the Forge. Want to thank Mike Dickin again for joining the show. JurassicClassicFest.com is that website, and we'll do our best to keep you up to date with all the fun stuff over the weekend at county10.com. A couple of new shows coming out very soon. Tomorrow, the episode number 3 of the Fremont County Local Food Hub podcast with Jack Schmidt is out. He'll introduce you to the board. And coming up on next Tuesday, I believe we've set for the new episode of Dead and Gone in Wyoming. That's episode number 2. Episode number 1 still in the Apple top 200 charts. So thank you to everybody who subscribed, given a review, and listened to all of these 10 cast shows. And if you missed it on Wednesday, Wednesdays are when Riverton Local Ladies comes out with Bethany Valdez. Latest episode featured artist Shannon Watts and his wife Julie. So check out Riverton Local Ladies. Lots of podcasts for you to catch up on at 10cast.county10.com. You can click the podcast tab at county10.com, which is at the top right-hand corner of the page. You can follow 10cast on Facebook and Twitter, and you can follow and subscribe to your favorite shows by searching for them wherever you listen to podcasts. They're on Apple, Google Play, Stitcher, and a lot of the less popular ones now, too. And if there's an app you use that we're not on yet, please shoot us a message. Let us know about it. 10cast@county10.com. That's 10cast@county10.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll chat with you again soon for more of the County 10 podcast. Have a great rest of your Thursday and a great weekend across Fremont County.
The County 10 podcast is recorded in the 10cast studio, powered by Porters. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Follow 10cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.